Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we talk pets, specifically the Canine Expo that's coming up here in North Alabama, where you're going to be engaged, you're going to be educated, you're going to gain experience, and you're going to have some fun. You're going to enjoy this effort. Right now I have with me Sabrina Trussell, who is sharing about the North Alabama Canine Expo for 2024. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Sabrina Trussell.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the guy that connected us. He's working really hard to bring awareness to this effort. He wants some publicity right now for this effort, as well as yourself.
That's correct. His name is Justin, and he is one out of six people in my group. They're organizing last year the first time the Canine Expo, second time this year. And we're trying really hard to reach out to the news or the radio or the newspaper. And so he found you on Facebook, you answered, and here we are.
And what is your passion behind the Canine Expo yourself?
Education. I moved here from Germany, and there's a lot weird things going on around here with dogs. You know, what people think, how you treat them or how you hold them, and that everybody is a pet or aggressive or whatever. And there's so much more purpose behind dogs. But here in North Alabama, there's not much education out about those dogs yet. So we're trying to get the community together to show them that there's a lot more potential behind every dog, and it can bring people together, you can make friends, and you can just have a fun time with having your best friend always on your side.
Go back to your childhood, Sabrina, in Germany. Your first pet. What was your first pet?
A hamster.
My daughter has a hamster. His name is Ralph.
My first pet was a hamster, and his name was Cookie. Yeah, but I grew up, my grandfather used to raise and work German Shepherds, so I grew up there, and I always knew at some point in life it will be this, and so I got my first dog was a Shih Tzu, and it took me quite a few years to get my life to a point where I said I'm stable enough on my feet financially and time-wise to really work a German Shepherd. So I got me one, and today I work him. I breed them, I raise them, and I sleep with five in my house.
What does working a German Shepherd entail?
My German Shepherds, so I have one who does detection truck search work, and I have two, they do competition obedience, protection, and tracking. The others are just my big teddy bears, but that's exactly what I mean. You can work a German Shepherd in every field, search and rescue, water search, protection, personal protection, agility, and so can you do that with all the other breeds. You just need to be aware of what's possible.
So what is your regular job?
I'm the owner of Dax Dog Ranch, and that's a boarding daycare and training facility on the west side of Athens, right at the Elk River, and that's what I do. Every day, I do nothing but working with dogs from sun up to sundown.
And how many years have you done that specific business?
We moved here in October 18, and I opened Dax in October 19.
So just before COVID.
Yes.
How did that affect your business in 2020?
I made $108 in 4 months. So tough. I was lucky that my business is on my property, so I had no overhead. We put all the savings we had in the time of COVID into the ranch because I knew it will work when COVID is over. And so it did. We call over 500 dogs our clientele now.
Wow. That is huge.
Yes.
Amazing. What an opportunity for you to be able to connect with these animals and all across the board, different types of dogs, not just German Shepherds, as you mentioned you work with.
We do not breed discriminate. Not age. We don't care if they're intact or not intact. As long as your dog is not trying to eat us, it's always welcome at the ranch.
That's amazing. And I know that you love your work.
I do.
You're passionate about it.
I do.
That's something that's encouraging to people that are listening right now is to find their passion, what they love.
Right.
And at what point, I know you said your grandfather raised German Shepherds. At what point did you know or realize that you really loved dogs?
I'm not sure. I had I think at some point I got a dog who just showed me, 2006, I got a dog who just showed me that it is so much fun never being alone. So, you know, I mean, you have a partner, you have kids, you have all that, but you got a headache and they just snuggle with you, or you sit and they're there, or you go out hiking or play fetch, they just always there. And that was the moment when I said, this is the way to go. This is just, yeah. So that's how it came. It was that one dog who never left my side.
And let's talk about the support that you've received, because you said this happened last year for the North Alabama Canine Expo 2023. What happened with last year's event?
So we had last year's event. We had 60 vendors. We were hoping we get like 20, 25. We ran last year's event with 60 vendors. A concession stand was the only food option we had at that time, because we didn't expect that outcome. The charity we went last year for was to support the canine program from the Sheriff's Department in Limestone County. They wanted to get a canine, and they did. So we were able to hand out a check over somewhere around $2,000. And last year, Dax Dog Ranch financed that whole event, and we had all afternoon dog sport-related demonstrations. So for this year, it already looks quite different.
I can see that. As I look at the website and I see the current 2024 vendors, you have a lot of vendors. You have a lot of people who want to participate.
We counted 70 yesterday, and we're still 7 weeks out.
That's amazing. And yeah. Sponsors.
Yes, we started this year to offer sponsorship opportunities, really big ones for billboards and whatever, but also really small ones. Like, we want to create a program book and like a little booklet. And we're just asking small and big businesses if they would like to put an ad in the program book. And we finally get some response, thankfully. And I do, you know, Mark, I do understand that people in the world today think we are a scam or we're not legit and all that stuff. So I'm really glad to see that we have small businesses as also big businesses. They go and give us $40 or $80 for an ad and help us out. And I hope that next year it will only be more. The charity this year are the North Alabama Animal Warriors. They are the ones that are getting all the proceeds this year. We're not taking a dime. We just want to pay the bills we have, you know, event insurances, rodeo arena, security and all that. And yeah, so this year we had 70 vendors, food trucks, ice, sweets. We have a whole afternoon full of demonstrations again, full demonstration program, really interesting demonstrations. And we just hope we can get our name out and make it even more supporters next year.
What is your marketing background? Because it looks like a great put together system that you have here with sponsorship benefits, as well as putting a program together, and you've pulled all of these vendors. This is really remarkable. You don't have a marketing background?
None of us. No, sir. We just, I got challenged last year, or the year before the first expo. It's always hard to challenge me. If you tell me there's something I cannot do, then it's on. So I got challenged when we went to a dog event, and I walked off that dog event and I said, I should come up with something like that for Limestone County. And a friend of mine said, there's no way you ever do that. That was in September 2022. In October 2022, I had 6 people sitting around my table. And in April 2023, we ran one of the biggest canine expos in the area ever. So our background is literally just, we want to do something. And we want to show people that it can be different. And then it's worth your while. And we want to bring the community together and get education out. And with that, we rely on Facebook and we rely on flyers we print and people, they get the word out and all that good stuff. And that's why we are really thankful that you invited us.
Absolutely. Right now, folks, we're talking to Sabrina Trussell, and we're talking about
the Canine Expo that's coming up, the North Alabama Canine Expo 2024. It's coming up on April the 27th. And when we come back, we're going to share more information about how you can be part of this North Alabama Canine Expo. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show on location at Coronation in Athens, Alabama. As we're talking about the North Alabama Canine Expo, I have with me right now Sabrina Trussell. Glad to have her here on the Mark White Show. She has shared about her passion for canines. She shared about her grandfather raising German Shepherds in Germany. She talked about her pet hamster. And we've talked about her passion for this work. And we talked about her business, which is Dax Dog Ranch over in the western part of Limestone County. Glad to have Sabrina with us today. Welcome back to the Mark White Show.
I'm back. Hi, Mark.
This is wonderful. I think that this event is wonderful. I'm glad that we can talk today. I hope that what this leads to is other media outlets want to share about this event, which is taking place at the Limestone County Sheriff's Rodeo Arena. That's a big place to
put this on. So there's plenty of room
yes.
for your vendors. There's plenty of room to promote your sponsors. There are going to be a lot of people there who will bring their animals.
Yes.
Kid activities, family activities.
We will have an agility course for kids.
Agility course?
Yes, sir.
So tell us how that's going to work.
So we will have tunnels and jumps and weaving poles, just like you run it with your dog. The kids can run it. We will have a photo booth for kids, and we painted a board ourselves where they can throw some balls and holes and all that. We got shaved ice, and we got popcorn, and we got donuts and funnel cakes, and we got for everybody something. We got, like I said, different demonstrations from clicker training to rally a disc. We will have SARTEC for search and rescue unit for a demonstration in human remain search there. We will, of course, have Landline K9 back with the protection work dogs. So we have all kind of vendors, not just dog related. We got crafters, we got window companies. We just got a vendor in last night. So we got all kind of different things, and there's something for everybody in the family.
One of the things that you talked about when we started this show, the key word was education.
Yes, sir.
How important that is to you, because you said there are some issues that need to be addressed. And what is it about education? What is it as far as fostering engagement with people that you want to accomplish at this expo?
Training. I think the biggest education I would like to get out this year is that there are all kind of trainings facilities around it, all kind of clubs around us. They offer different sports, different manner trainings, different basic trainings, different if you have a problem with aggression in your dog. We are here. There are plenty of trainers around. Plenty of us are really affordable, and the other ones, some of them even offer payment plans. But there is never a reason to just give up on your four-legged friend and say, I can just not handle it. Help is out there. You just need to step up and say, I need help. And we will help you to make that life with your friend the best we can in any way do. And I think that's important to me.
Obviously, bringing awareness.
Yes.
Because it's easy to get a pet. Mm-hmm. Not as easy to take care of a pet.
That's right.
And take that responsibility.
That's right. You know, you have life situations. You move, or you have a five-year-old dog always alone. Now you get a partner. Your new partner has a dog. They don't get along. You get a baby, okay? You get a job. You have to work more. Life happens. But that does not mean that your dog has to leave. It can adjust. And if you have a problem and you don't know how to do it, that's what we're here for. And you just need to reach out. And our shelter would be halfway empty.
Shelters are obviously a place where some people just drop their animals off.
Yes, sadly.
Sight unseen, as far as the person at the shelter never sees the person. Sometimes they just drop them off in a box. I've heard of this, and that's very sad.
It is.
That an individual would do that, and it puts the responsibility then on these shelters that are a lot of times strapped for money themselves.
Yes.
To be able to handle the situation of how many pets that they have. I don't know currently what our Limestone County shelter looks like, but I see posts periodically.
Constantly too full, like all the other rescues around us. That's why we're trying to help with the Canine Expo, the North Alabama Animal Warriors. You know, that it's an organization. They help the people around. They maybe because out of financial situations, they don't have the possibility to give the dog a shelter or a fenced-in yard or enough food or heartworm, flea, and tick medication. So the warriors don't ask questions. They just knock on your door and ask if they're allowed to help. And that's what we want to support.
Talking about support, how can people support this effort to be a sponsor or a vendor for this year's North Alabama Canine Expo?
So you can get directly in touch with us over the phone number website. So it's daxdogranch.com would be the website. You find under the main menu link, North Alabama Canine Expo, the application for the vendors, the sponsor package, which will tell you all the different packages we have. Or you go on Facebook and just type in North Alabama Canine Expo. and you will find us right there. You can send us messages, emails, you find a phone number, you can call us. So there are all kind of ways to get in touch with us.
And that website again is Dax Dog Ranch, and that's DAKS dogranch.com. We're talking about engagement, we're talking about education, we're talking about experience, and we're talking about enjoyment at the North Alabama Canine Expo, which is being held April the 27th at the Limestone County Sheriff's Rodeo Arena to celebrate and showcase all things related to dogs and canine-related activities. This expo will bring together dog enthusiasts, trainers, breeders, vendors, crafters, and the general public, and you can expect to find a wide range of activities and attractions, demonstrations like obedience competitions, meet the breed, canine education, adoption events, and various vendor booths offering dog products, services, and accessories. I really appreciate you, Sabrina, for coming today to share about this expo. Thank you for your hard work pulling this together for the North Alabama Canine Expo last year and 2024.
And hopefully 2025. Thank you so much, Mark, for having us here.
Absolutely. Folks, Sabrina Trussell with Dax Dog Ranch. And we're talking about the North Alabama Canine Expo coming up April the 27th. Hope you can participate. When we come back, we'll have an episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection.
As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
This is Cammie Cotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. And now, here's Cora White.
Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. That Sam I am, that Sam I am. I do not like that Sam I am. Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Would you like them here or there? I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse? I would not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. Would you eat them in a box? Would you eat them with a fox? Not in a box, not with a fox, not in a house, not with a mouse. I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere. I would not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. Would you, could you, in a car? Eat them, here they are. I would not, could not, in a car. You may like them, you will see. You may like them in a tree. I would not, could not in a tree, not in a car, you let me be. I do not like them in a box, I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house, I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there, I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham, I do not like them, Sam I am. A train, a train, a train, a train. Could you, would you on a train? Not on a train, not in a tree, not in a car. You let me be. I would not, could not in a box. I would not, could not with a fox. I will not eat them with a mouse. I will not eat them in a house. I will not eat them here or there. I will not eat them anywhere. I do not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. Say, in the dark? Here in the dark, would you, could you in the dark? I would not, could not in the dark. Would you, could you in the rain? I would not, could not in the rain. Not in the dark, not on a train. Not in a car, not in a tree. I do not like them, Sam, you see. Not in a house, not in a box, not with a mouse, not with a fox. I will not eat them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. You do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. Would you with a goat? I would not, could not with a goat. Could you on a boat? I could not, would not on a boat. I will not with a goat. I will not eat them in the rain. I will not eat them on a train. Not in the dark, not in a tree, not in a car, you let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I will not eat them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. You do not like them, so you say. Try them, and you may. Try them, and you may, I say. Sam, if you will let me be, I will try them, you will see. Say, I do like green eggs and ham. I do. I like them, Sam I am. and I would eat them in a boat, and I would eat them with a goat, and I will eat them in the rain, and in the dark, and on a train, and in a car, and in a tree. They are so good, you see. So I will eat them in a box, and I will eat them with a fox, and I will eat them in a house, and I will eat them with a mouse. And I will eat them here and there, say, I will eat them anywhere. I do so like green eggs and ham. Thank you, Sam I Am. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok if you have it. Also, follow the podcast on your favorite podcast platforms. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and Cora's Corner, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.